Your fever is high and the pressure to log in at work is too. But when you finally decide to take care of you, there's Instacart. Just because that one perfect coworker of yours is attending all meetings, camera on while she's sneezing, coughing and aching, doesn't mean you have to do the same. Take it from us. Trying to stay on top of things will only get you further behind. Instead, get everything from tissues and teas to cough suppressants and comforting soups delivered through Instacart in as fast as 30 minutes. If anyone needs anything, they can just redirect their questions to that one perfect coworker of yours.
Celebrate and save at Ashley's anniversary sale with Hot Buys, your choice of colors starting at just $3.99. Ashley Sleep mattresses starting at $2.50. Plus, receive a free adjustable base with select mattress purchases. And shop top mattress brands like Stearns & Foster, Tempur-Pedic, Purple, and Beautyrest Black with 60-month special financing only at Ashley. Subject to credit approval, no minimum purchase required. Minimum monthly payment, down payment, tax, and delivery may be required. See store for details.
What's the first thing you do if you'd had more time in the day? Take a nap? Read a book? Talk with a friend? When you know what's important to you, it's easier to fit it into your schedule. Therapy can help you figure that out. BetterHelp offers affordable online therapy that comes to you. Start the process in minutes and switch therapists anytime. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/grow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/grow.
We continue. It is the Zach Gelb Show, coast to coast on CBS Sports Radio. The great story of the NC State Wolfpack will continue into the round of 32. The ACC champions last night did take care of business up against Texas Tech. And coming up tomorrow evening, they have a matchup, just like we all predicted, up against Oakland. Their head coach, NC State, is, of course, Kevin Keats. And he's kind enough to join us right now. Coach, congratulations. I would ask you how you're doing, but I think I know the answer to that one. So thanks so much for coming on.
Well, thanks for having me on. And, man, I'm excited. I mean, it's no, you know, this is March Madness. You get a chance to play against a good, really good Texas Tech team, and you win, and you survive in advance. So I'm in a really good mood today.
Yeah, I could only imagine. You know, I'll start you off with a very simple question. We know that you guys were 17-14 before the ACC tournament. You win five games in 5 days. And then last night, as an 11 seed, you take down 6th-ranked Texas Tech in that tourney. Just what the heck has gotten into you guys lately? Because this has been a magical run.
Well, I think we woke up. And here's our biggest thing is when we went through our ACC schedule, we finished 9-11 in the conference and did some really good things, but we felt like the games that we didn't win was more about what we didn't do opposed to what the other team did. So we started, you know, one of the things we started off when we went to the ACC tournament was, hey, let's see if we can limit our mistakes. Let's clean up some things we didn't do well. And that formula has really paid off for us. Our guys have been really locked in the scouting reports, both offensively and defensively, and it's helped us play really well down the stretch.
It's one thing to think that you guys can play better, but to see it actually speak it into existence and have it be replicated onto the court and see those improvements, is it just really satisfying to you individually knowing that you guys thought you were capable of playing this way and with your backs up against the wall, with everyone counting you out, you guys were able to display that?
Well, I think that's part of our deal is, we completely locked in and, you know, it becomes a point in every season that a team has to decide which direction they wanted to go. And, you know, we got towards the end of February, beginning of March, and we wanted to keep playing and we wanted to play meaningful basketball. And I think our veteran guys, took over in the locker room, started leading some of the younger guys and, you know, one thing led after another, and we started playing well together. And all of our previous games, we would have one or two guys play well and never have three or four. And lately, we've been able to stack it where we've got three or four guys who's playing really good basketball. And that's really helped us win games.
Coach Kevin Keats here with us. They're off to the round of 32, the head coach of the NC State Wolfpack. You know, when you win five games in 5 days and you go through that gauntlet and you win the ACC, people were wondering how much legs your guys would have left. Why was your team not only ready for the challenge last night, but really played a well-rounded game for all 40 minutes?
You know, that's a great question. You know, and everybody kept saying that at what point, and this I'm talking about the ACC tournament, well, we're going to run out of energy. And it's weird because even those five games, and then you had the Texas Tech game, we got stronger in the second half. And I think that's a lot to do with our, you know, conditioning program early on in the year. You know, we're a pressing and running team. And, you know, I know a lot of people talk about March, but our team's in great shape, and that's a lot of credit to those guys.
Hey, when your team's hot, you guys are hot, and it gives you a new sense of confidence. I saw your tweet after the ACC championship game that you guys won, that you knew your guys were ready to go when you looked them in their eyes right before the game. Does this team just look different to you? Do you feel that this group has a newfound confidence?
Well, we look, feel, and sound like a connected bunch. And I think that's one of the things that's really been special about these group of guys. Like I've seen them grow throughout the entire year. I've seen the leadership become a very important part of who they are. You know, I've seen them play really good basketball, and it's no more, you know, when you take some transfers at the beginning, it's more about an individual playing well opposed to a group. And we're at the point where everybody's happy for everyone's success.
This time of the year, Coach Kevin Keats, I love big personalities, and I love to see players get their shine. To see that building last night really support DJ Burns and him become a fan favorite overnight, what did that mean to you personally?
Well, it's funny because everybody in Raleigh and North Carolina knows about DJ Burns, and he grew up in South Carolina, so they know about him. I think, you know, last night at the national audience had a chance to really, you know, learn about him. He's talented. He can score the basketball. He can pass the basketball. Really a tough matchup. And you know, I think what one of the things that make him special, he's got a tremendous personality. And I think that spreads through our entire team. And he showed great leadership through this run. And, you know, he's a fun guy to coach. He makes me look good now. I'm like a throwback coach now. I will throw that ball inside to him, and he can score that basket.
Had this ice cream tradition start? I saw on the broadcast last night, Evan Washburn from CBS was saying that after every win, the group gets some ice cream, and the big fellows eating some ice cream last night.
Well, it's only road win. So, you know, I'll try to make this quick as I can. When I took over UNCW, UNC Wilmington about 10 years ago, they hadn't won a road game in so long. And the first time we won our road game, in my first year, they were all looking around and didn't know what to do. And I started this tradition that on every road win, neutral or at a road site, and we win, we get ice cream. And I kind of took it from UNC Wilmington into NC State, and it's become a big thing then for us.
Well, everyone loves a good bowl of ice cream, so I absolutely love that story. Kevin Keats here with us for a few more minutes on the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. NC State, ACC champs, and we know they did get a victory last night up against Texas Tech, beating them by double digits. They'll have Oakland coming up tomorrow evening. Getting back to DJ, though, he's a transfer. We know how big the transfer portal's been. He came to you guys a few years ago coming over from Winthrop. What do you remember the first time you got a chance to meet DJ Burns?
Well, I just remember, you know, a great personality, you know, someone, a young man who wanted to display his skills at the highest level. You know, he'd done pretty much all he could do at the Big South. He was player of the year. But he also wanted to prove to himself and everyone else that he could play in the ACC and have the same type of impact that he had at the mid-major level. And, you know, he was hungry, and I think it's paid off for him, and he's put the work in, and I'm just so happy to see him play well because he's proved a lot of people wrong. You know, people, hey, can't move, he's not good enough, you know, can't do this, not athletic enough. And, I mean, he's become one of the better post guys in the country.
Let me ask you about Ben Middlebrooks. He was on fire last night with 21 points, averages just under 6 points a game. Did you know he was capable of that performance last night? And when you walk off the court and you know what he did, just how did you process that performance?
Well, I'm happy for Ben because this is a Ben that we've been waiting on. You know, can shoot it outside, can put the ball on the floor. I think, you know, last night we needed him, and he played with it, tremendous confidence. And yeah, he's a guy that can do a little bit of everything. And we've been waiting. You know, he's shown flashes of this, and every now and then he would have a good game, but nothing like last night. I think it was his career high. He was tremendous. It was even hard to keep him off the floor last night.
So just as we predicted, right, NC State up against Oakland. When you do the early scouting reports and you take a look at this Oakland team and the great story last night taking down Kentucky, just what's your first thought about the way that they play basketball?
Well, they're good. And if the first time that you've seen an Oakland team, well-coached, they're good, and they've always been good. You look back throughout the years, they've had some big-time wins and everything else. And, you know, I know what stands out is a young man was 10 for 20 from three, and he had an incredible night. But there's so much more than just him. They've got a complete team. They got inside. They got outside. It's a really good basketball. And I think one of the mistakes people make when they're playing teams like Oakland, they look at the name, they look at the conference. And when you get to March Madness, doesn't matter what your name is, doesn't matter what conference you play, because they're really good players at every school.
Last thing I'll ask you, Coach Kevin Keats, when you go on a run like this, I know coaches are so wired where it's from game to game and you got to get ready for the next opponent. You don't want to get too high. You don't want to get too low. When you take a deep breath and just look back at what this last week has been, just how do you kind of process it and describe it?
Well, it's unbelievable. And I told the guys today that I become a fan, and the growth of this team and the maturity of the team. And every coach wants to be playing well at the end. And this team really has. If you think about, you know, I don't know that anybody in a long, long time will ever, you know, go into the ACC tournament and start on Tuesday and finish up on Saturday. They win five in a row. And we've been able to take that momentum into the NCAA tournament. And it's been a very refreshing thing for me. I love our group. I love their dedication, how hard they work. And it's been fun to watch.
Well, Coach, it's been a heck of a story. Congratulations and good luck coming up tomorrow evening. Appreciate you giving us a few minutes today.
Hey, man, thanks for having me on.
Celebrate and save at Ashley's Anniversary Sale. With Hot Buys, your choice of colors starting at just $3.99. Ashley Sleep mattresses starting at $2.50. Plus, receive a free adjustable base with select mattress purchases. And shop top mattress brands like Stearns & Foster, Tempur-Pedic, Purple, and Beautyrest Black with 60-month special financing only at Ashley. Subject to credit approval, no minimum purchase required. Minimum monthly payment, down payment, tax, and delivery may be required. See store for details.
What's the first thing you do if you'd had more time in the day? Take a nap? Read a book? Talk with a friend? When you know what's important to you, it's easier to fit it into your schedule. Therapy can help you figure that out. BetterHelp offers affordable online therapy that comes to you. Start the process in minutes and switch therapists anytime. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/grow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/grow.
Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Oh, heaven! Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring.
Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.